From the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8, verses 12 through 13, states, Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the chambers of his imagery. For they say, The Lord seeth us not. The Lord hath forsaken the earth. He said also unto me, Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Here in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8, Ezekiel is commissioned and charged to tell the children of Israel what they do in the temple in the dark, telling them that their behavior is known of the Lord. Here in Ezekiel chapter 8, a hole in the wall with exposing the dark secrets of the children of Israel. Such secret behavior from the children of Israel as worshiping the sun, such behavior as worshiping idols, such behavior and actions that are filthy and abominable, the behavior behind the idolatry, and the behavior behind worshiping the sun, and all the behavior that they do in the dark. The children of Israel believed that God did not know what they were doing because they were doing it in secret and no one else knew their behavior. Psalm 10 verse 11 echoes their thoughts by saying, He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten, he hideth his face, he will never see it. Jesus himself warned of this same behavior in Luke chapter 8, verse 17, which states, For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall be known and come abroad. And people today are living in a hole in the wall where they think that their secret behavior is not seen by any, but God is looking through the hole in the wall. The Lord is omniscient, all-knowing. He knows what we do in the light, and he knows what we do in the dark. The best kept secrets of the world are known by the Lord, and no one escapes his awareness. Psalm 94 verse 9 echoes this by saying, He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? Jesus echoed this by saying, Even the hairs on your head are numbered. The Lord knows all the secrets of man. And so it is today. Individuals believe they can get away with secret sin just because nobody else knows what's going on, or there are secret agreements being made. Individuals who have affairs in the night are known by the Lord. Individuals committing adultery in the middle of the night, in the dark, as those vehicles drive away from those houses with the lights turned off, thinking no one else will know. Individuals that steal from their job and no one else knows. Individuals that cook the books and embezzle money, thinking no one else knows. Individuals that make deals in secret, the shaking of the hand, thinking that no one will tell or expose what's going on. Individuals today should listen to the precious Holy Spirit as it pricks their conscience, knowing that these things are wrong, and given the chance to turn from this behavior. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13 states, He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Out of love, Ezekiel was telling the children of Israel their secret sins, that they may turn away from the judgment of God and turn to his love and receive mercy and forgiveness. Individuals today are given the opportunity to turn from their secret behavior and turn towards the love of God. For God is giving them opportunity to respond to their conscience being pricked by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 echoes this promise from God, which states, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but God is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." So God is long-suffering, giving individuals an opportunity to turn from their wicked ways and their secret sins, lest they fall under the judgment of God. Those in the church, those outside the church, those with secret dark sins, God is speaking to you to turn away from that behavior and turn to him. And today is your opportunity to hear this message and come to the loving light of the Lord Jesus Christ, forsaking the dark secret behaviors that have kept you in bondage and have kept you in shame and guilt. Turn to the Lord and live, and leave the hole in the wall that is holding you down from being cleansed and forgiven in the Lord. As echoed in Psalm 32 and verse number 5, "I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.